Good evening. Welcome to our service here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. We're going to begin a series on the life of Joseph, which takes up the last portion of the book of Genesis. So Genesis 37 introduces to us the life of Joseph, and his life story takes some one-fourth of the book of Genesis. I don't know if you ever stopped and pondered that. 13 chapters taken up with the life of Joseph. Have you ever asked the question why? Could it be, as John Phillips said, touch the life of Joseph at any point and you will see aspects of the person and work of Jesus Christ. This is why he holds such a prominent position within the book of Genesis. I don't think he's too far wrong. Here in Genesis chapter 37, let's read verses 1 to verse 4. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. The Bible teaches us here in verse number 17 that Joseph was 17 years of age at this point of time. And the Bible also teaches us that Joseph was favored by Jacob. And he shows his favor of Joseph, that is Jacob Israel, shows his favor with Joseph, and he makes him a coat of many colors. That wasn't uncommon in the biblical setting to have a special coat. It would normally go down to your feet, and the many colours could well be in reference to patches of different colours on the coat, not necessarily the different colours of the rainbow that we see in the Sunday school stories. But the point is, it was quite customary to show your favour and reflect a passing on of authority to a son, for example, by gifting him such a coat. So obviously, to father Jacob, Joseph was very special to him. Joseph's brothers realized that he was favored, and the Bible teaches us in verse number 4 that they despised him. They didn't speak peaceably concerning him because he was a favored son. While Joseph is feeding the flock with his brothers, he tells his brothers that he has a dream. Note there in verse number 5 it reads, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. So not only was Joseph favored, and Joseph was one that would report back to dad concerning the happenings of his elder brothers, but also Joseph here has a dream, and he shares that dream with his brothers, and the Bible teaches us that they hated him more so. And note then verse number 9 that he has another dream, and he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. Another dream, I have another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars made obeisance or worshipped or bowed down before me. And then in verse number 10 it reads, and he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? Then verse number 11 reads, and his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. So Joseph also tells his father that concerning his dreams, and initially the Bible teaches us in verse 10 that Jacob rebukes him, but then he ponders and considers, meditates, reflects upon this dream, these dreams that his son has had. God, because in the biblical setting, they didn't have the complete scriptures, one of the means by which God would speak to people and reveal his will is by the medium of dreams. Does God still communicate his will through dreams today? The answer is obviously no. He speaks through his all-sufficient word of God. In 2 Peter 1:19, the Bible reads, we have a more sure word of prophecy. So God gives Joseph these two dreams. Both of these dreams involve his brethren bowing down before him. And after the initial rebuke by his father, the Bible teaches us that his father observed the saying. He took a hold of his emotions and he pondered, he considered. Maybe there's some significance here. There is an application that I'd like to make from this particular story concerning Joseph's dreams. It involves the glory of God. And as we study, and as we will study the life of Joseph, we'll see these dreams come to reality. And in the fulfillment of these dreams, God is glorified. As he said to his brethren, ye meant it for evil, God meant it for good. And Joseph was able to see that through these dreams that God was glorified, ultimately in the preservation of his people. Joseph and his family will see in time that the fulfillment of these dreams will glorify God. Let me ask you this evening, does your life glorify God? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and chapter 6, the Bible teaches us that we are to bring glory to God. And as the new year is before us, do you have a desire to glorify God? See, in and through these dreams, God was glorified. In reading the lives of great men and women of God, part of their greatness stemmed back that we read of how God worked in and through them to the fulfillment of dreams that they had for the glory of God. When C.H. Spurgeon completed The Treasury of David, which is a commentary on the Psalms, it's an absolute classic, his wife said to him, I wish I could offer a copy of this to every minister in the country. So she began a book fund and she prayed, she had a dream. I'm not talking about a literal dream. She had a desire for the glory of God, that young preachers will have within their possession quality books that will help them to preach the Word of God with fervency and zeal. Well, God blessed her dream, and God provided, and she was able to establish a book fund, and God provided in a very miraculous way, and she was able to have books printed like many of her own husband's books and give them out freely to preachers. And it began with a dream, a desire for the glory of God. And I'd like to challenge you this evening, Dream, dream, dream for the glory of God. When was the last time you dreamed something for the glory of God? We are so temporal in our day. It seems like people are just living for today. And I was talking to Brother Tom Gear the other day, and he said, "What is wrong with young people today?" He said that, not me. "What is wrong with young people?" He said, "I find it all over the world. They're all living for the present." And yet he made the confession, as I thought it, when you read of great men and women of God of the past, they dreamed for the glory of God. They were not living for the present. God placed upon their heart a dream for His glory. And many of these great saints that you and I read about, God used them mightily because they had a dream for the glory of God. What is your dream for the glory of God? God gives Joseph two dreams concerning the glory of God. They are one of the same, but they are distinct. What is your dream for the glory of God? Men, ladies, mothers for your children, teenagers. Joseph was only 17. Beloved, let's not just exist. Let's live our lives for the glory of God. And I think you'd all agree that's how we should live. But let me challenge you to have a dream, not for your own glory, but for the glory of God. By a dream, I mean a desire, something that you want to be involved in, that you believe one day will bring glory to God. So that was Susanna Wesley. She wasn't after anything for herself. As she began to read her husband's commentary, she thought, this is of God. And she said, I wish I could provide books for men of God. It was her husband that said, sell your shirt if you must to buy a book. Sell your shirt if you must to buy a good book. So she had a dream that maybe God could use her in some way for the glory of God to help provide quality books for the servants of God. What can we learn from Joseph's dreams that might help us to dream for the glory of God? Martin Luther King had a dream. A passion that one day equality will prevail between two dominant skin colors amongst the American people. I have a dream. That was his little speech, famous to this very day. His dream, to a large extent, was realized. The American people even have a day, Martin Luther King Day, to honor him. It all began with a dream. This man had a dream that this racism that prevails amongst the American people, I have a dream that it will be no more. So if Martin Luther King can dream and see the manifestation of his dream to a large extent, surely you and I, as God's people that have the glory of God in mind, we can dream for God's glory. Amen? Instead of just existing, let's note some principles concerning a dream for the glory of God. That's the title of my sermon tonight, a dream. Have a dream for the glory of God. Dream for the glory of God. Number one, your dream must come from God. Number one, your dream must come from God. See, it was God that gave Joseph these dreams. In verse number 5, it talks about Joseph dreamed a dream. And then verse number 9, and he dreamed yet another dream. And as we compare Scripture with Scriptures, we continue to study the life of Joseph, we will see these were not figments of Joseph's imagination. God gave Joseph these dreams. He didn't think them up in his head. This is what, unfortunately, his brothers thought. Note there in verse number 4, the Bible says they hated him and they wouldn't speak peaceably to him. So as far as the brothers were concerned, they said to themselves, well, this little brother is just cocky and proud of himself, and he just wants to control us, thinking he's top gun, and this is all in his head. But we will see as we compare scripture to scripture that God gave Joseph these dreams. And beloved, as you and I dream for the glory of God, let's make sure that that dream, that desire, I'm not talking about a literal dream, you know what I'm referring to, a desire for God's glory. Something that you want to trust God to do in the future that will ultimately glorify name. And if God sees fit, that he might use you and I in the process, just like he used Susanna Wesley. We dream on a physical level, do we not? Some of you young people are dreaming about the possibility of marriage one day. You've got it all worked out in your mind. Especially some of you young ladies, that's usually how it is. Maybe you have a dream that one day you'll be financially comfortable and secure, or landing the perfect job, or having a perfect home in a perfect location. We can be guilty of dreaming on a physical level, but what about spiritually? What about for the glory of God? Ask God to give you a dream for his glory. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Psalm 37, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Spend time with God. Let God get a hold of your heart and dream for the glory of God. God gave Joseph these dreams. Your dream must come from God, number one. Number two, your dream will be personal to you. See, it was Joseph, not Jacob, father, that received these dreams. And we as parents must bear this in mind. As God leads our children, don't belittle them. As our children make reference to being used of God in some way, let's not belittle them, parents. Let's encourage them. Because it could well be that, like Joseph of old, God's giving our children a dream for God's glory. God deals with us on a very personal level, does he not? In the matter of salvation, one by one we come to Jesus Christ. And one by one God leads us into his perfect will. And one by one he leads us to our lifetime partner. And one by one God lays upon our hearts a dream for his glory. Your dream will be personal to you. It won't necessarily be appreciated by others. Joseph's brothers did not appreciate Joseph's dreams. And as you dream for the glory of God, don't be surprised if you find yourself alone within that dream and people just are not getting it. They're not getting excited about the possibility of your dream. I've had a dream for years that one day we will extend these buildings. Been a dream for years, by God's grace. We're getting closer. I have a dream that one day we will support a missionary in every country of the world. Amen. That's a dream. It's not for my glory, it's for God's glory. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel with every creature. Oh, but Pastor, where are we going to put 265 flags? That's the least of our problems. That's just what God's given me. I have a dream that one day we'll start a New Testament church in the heart of the city. I have a dream that one day we can start an Australian Christian Heritage Museum and teach people that we have a Christian heritage. That God has been on this country. God has anointed this country. And we are blessed of God in 200 odd years because of the blessing of God, and God deserves the glory. I have a dream that one day we could start a Christian museum where people can come and hear about our heritage. Our heritage is Christian. What's your dream? You might not think much about my dreams, but what about your dreams? I say your dreams for the glory of God. Where are they? We need a people that will dream for the glory of God. Your dream is very personal to you. Thirdly, this evening, I'd like for us to note that your dream will be a journey, not a destiny. It's a journey. Joseph's dreams will eventuate in the future, not in the immediate. In verse number 7, it reads, "And behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheep." It's difficult for the brothers to comprehend this dream. And we will see it takes some 13 to 20 years before this materializes. We hear of athletes that even to this very day, they are training and training and training to what end? That one day they might have a part in the next Olympic Games. How futile. But what about the child of God? Just for a measly medal. Whatever dream the Lord gives you, it will not happen overnight. That's why it's a dream. But if God is in it, it will happen in God's fullness of time. We need to wait upon the Lord. See, God gave Joseph these dreams at the age of 17. The full manifestation, the full fulfillment of these dreams, 20 years later. Lesson number 4, are you still with me? I've already touched on this point, but don't expect others to fully understand or value your dream. See, as Joseph told his brothers about his dreams, he was misunderstood. He said, "This little bloke needs a clipping. He's really a little bit too... thinks a little bit too much about himself." He was misunderstood. He was devalued. Even his father rebuked him there in verse number 10. But at least the father had the sense after a time to ponder and consider. As Joseph told his brothers about his dream, he was misunderstood. His motives were questioned. The brothers saw Joseph's dreams as being revengeful towards them. Beloved, only you will fully appreciate your personal dream. Others will more than likely misunderstand. Some might even question your motives. Many a missionary has been misunderstood as they've set out to serve the Lord. Many. So, beloved, as you and I dream for the glory of God, don't expect others to fully understand and appreciate your dream. Really, I don't really expect you to fully appreciate my dreams. I've shared some with you, but they're my dreams for the glory of God. You might think to yourself, "Oh, Pastor, not pretty good ideas." Hang on, they're not ideas, they're dreams for the glory of God. And that's what we need today. We need a people that will dream. Brother Thomas, I appreciate your dream for harvest. That's a dream. Church family, get it? That's a dream. To have something that will propagate the gospel, a means of encouraging missionaries all over the world. Praise God for that dream, Brother Thomas. What's your dream? What's your dream for the glory of God? Though his dreams were not appreciated, Joseph at least shared his dreams. We read of that in verse number 5. We read of that in verse number 10, that he shared his dreams with his own family members. Joseph did not keep to himself what the Lord was doing in his life. He wanted his family to know. He wanted his brothers to know. He wanted his father to know. And beloved, if God gives you a dream for his glory, wisely share it with those that are close to you. What's the benefit of that? Well, it will provide some accountability. It will give you the faith to press forward because it's your dream. And maybe somebody can counsel you and provide some wisdom that will help towards the fulfillment of your dream. So your dreams for the Lord could inspire somebody else to dream for the glory of God. Within the sports world, people, they understand if you play with better quality players, it'll improve your play. This is how it is. And if you spend time with people that dream for the glory of God, it will encourage you to dream. That's why every now and again, pastor needs to go to a conference. I do. I need to go to a conference and hear some preaching from men that have a dream. And God has used them to fulfill that dream that they had. That's why we need to go to conferences where we're encouraged and built up and stirred to do something great for God. Lesson number 6, your dreams will invite greater opposition into your life. The brothers hated Joseph. They despised him more so. Note there at the end of verse number 8, and they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. The more we strive to do for the Lord, the greater will be the opposition. Increased passion for God equates to increased opposition. Every great servant of God has a cross to bear, a thorn to endure in the flesh, and a cup of suffering to drink. Praise God for the Evans family as they prepare to move into a new building. Praise God, this man had a dream that God will provide one day a larger facility. The church might grow. And we know full well that Brother Evans is going to receive a little bit more opposition. It won't come cheaply. Your dreams will invite greater opposition in your life. And last but not least this evening, God might give you more than one dream for his glory. See, in verse number 9, the Bible reads, and he dreamed yet another dream. Though the essence of the two dreams were the same, Joseph had two separate dreams. God was confirming his will to Joseph. Don't limit the Lord in what he can do with a surrendered life. Many great men have seen the fulfillment of a number of dreams for the glory of God. I love the life of Lachlan Macquarie. Our third governor, this man dreamed. He was a dreamer. He said, I came to a prison. And then 12 years later, he said, I left it a colony. This man had a dream. He dreamed. This man started the Bible Society. This man started schools and orphanages. This man built buildings. Started the first savings bank. This man believed that the center of all education needs to be the Word of God. People need a Christian education. This is our third governor. He dreamed. Had a dream, hit the ground dreaming for the glory of God, I believe. God used him in an amazing way. God will give you what you can handle according to your leadership ability. Note there in Matthew chapter 25 for a moment. Quickly, Matthew chapter 25. verse number 15, it reads, "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey." The parable of the talents. To one he gave 5, to one he gave 2, the one he gave 1. And at the end of the day, God just required faithfulness. And here in Matthew 25:15, it just gives us that little principle that God will give you that which you can handle, and we are accountable for the talents, pardon me, that God has given to us. For you it might be 5, for you it might be 2, for you it might be 1, it doesn't matter. God will give you. Don't be surprised if God gives you more than one dream for His glory. And there in verse number 11 of Genesis chapter 37, Jacob, after getting upset with his son, the Bible reads at the end of verse 11, "But his father observed the saying." He pondered Joseph's dreams, and no doubt he asked himself the question, what do these dreams mean? Now, Joseph had these two dreams, but the father, after the initial reaction, understood and was probably came to himself and realized God speaks through dreams. And could it be that God is speaking through my son Joseph? He discerned beyond the youthfulness of his son, this could be the working of God. This could be the working of God. Beloved, 2019 it's only begun. Really. Let me encourage you. Dream for the glory of God. Spend time with the Lord and just simply say, "Lord, give me a dream for your glory." Go ahead, I dare you. I challenge you. That's my little challenge tonight as we prepare to study the life of Joseph. And I thought to myself, where do you begin in the life of Joseph? Well, we could begin by focusing on how much his brothers didn't like him and how much his father, once again playing favorites, had a favorite wife. But here he goes again, a favorite son. "Oh, Jacob, won't you ever learn?" So I didn't feel of the Lord, that's where we ought to begin. I think we need to begin by the fact that God gave Joseph some dreams that will take manifestation in the years to come. And I'd like to challenge you. Dream for the glory of God. Your dream must come from God, number one. Your dream will be personal to you, number two. Your dream will be a journey, not a destiny. It'll take time before it's fulfilled. Number four, don't expect others to fully appreciate your dream. It will be your dream. So just be prepared to travel alone to a point. Share your dream with those closest to you. Number six, your dream will invite greater opposition. And number seven, God might give you more than one dream for the glory of God. What are you dreaming? Dream, beloved, dream for the glory of God. God is able to do and above and beyond that which we might ask or think. But we need some young Josephs. We need some men and women of God. Instead of dreaming about having the perfect vehicle or the perfect house or the perfect education score, let's pray that God will raise up a people that dream for God's glory. I want to do something for God's glory. Lord, I want to glorify your name. Give me a dream for your glory. For your glory. Let's dream for the glory of God in 2019. Let's bow for prayer.